Welcome to Q&A Selling Online, with answers to questions about creating an online empire, promoting products, or building a brand. Your host, private label and e-commerce entrepreneur, Quinn Amorm.
Hey everyone, this is Quinn, and welcome to today's episode. So today, we have a breaking policy update from Amazon in its regards to the buyer-seller messaging system. I'll actually read it to you. It's Amazon is making a policy change to messaging customers to limit them to one email per order to avoid mail fatigue. You can still send messages, including soliciting feedback and product reviews, but everything has to be done in one email. So what this means is all the email sequences, or the nurture sequences, like we call them, to our customers now have to boil down to one straight email to the customer. So I guess it's up to you to decide if you're going to send it the moment of the purchase, if you're going to send it 2 days later, if you're going to send it a week later. They do not mention the time frame in here. So this is going to start February 22nd of 2018. So if you're listening to this podcast after the fact, then it's already in effect. Right now, today is the 16th. So next week, February the 22nd, 2018, this is going to take effect. You can still email the buyers. So what you're going to do is whatever your software that you use, SalesBacker, Feedback Genius, whatever, there's a ton out there, and I'm not here to advertise for them. You just kind of have to make it down to one email per customer. So, and there are ways already that I can think of to go around this legally. So what you're going to do is when you send your email number one and only, ask a question, put a question in there. For example, I'm going to explain a little trick that I did. And I've been doing this now for a while, although I've been sending more than one email. I'm sending actually only two, so it's not like I'm going to reduce it by a lot. But what I was doing is I always ask a question that the buyer thinks I need an answer to. Something like, for instance, about their address. Say, hey, buyer name. And of course, whatever software that you're using will fill in the buyer's name here. Something like, we ship your order to city, whatever the city is, and it's supposed to arrive tomorrow. Is that the correct address? I send this email one day after it has been already delivered, and I ask them, I tell them it's supposed to arrive tomorrow. So here I'm engaging with them by telling them it's supposed to arrive tomorrow when they already have it, and I'm asking if the address is correct. Now when the customer replies saying something like, yes, the address is correct. I already received it yesterday. So now you can reply to that, because now you're not emailing the customer. You're replying to the customer, and all replies are allowed. Amazon allows you to reply. So when you reply, say, oh, great to hear this. I'm so happy that you received the product ahead of time, blah, blah, blah. Would you be so kind to leave me a review? Now they already replied to you once, so it's easier to get that person to take some action and give you the review. Plus, you already know technically there's nothing wrong, because if there's something wrong with the product and if they were pissed off with the product, they would have told you when they replied to that email. They would have said, oh, this sucks, or I'm going to return it, blah, blah, blah. And if they would say something like that, you would not ask for a review, right? So according to the terms of service, you shouldn't do this, but then again, you are allowed to ask anybody for a review, right? As long as you haven't paid them or given product for free. Anybody that buys your product, you can ask them for a review or not. So if somebody's pissed off at your product or whatever reason, so just send them a refund and don't ask them for a review. So that's in 5 minutes how to go about the new Amazon rule that is send the only one email. Okay, I hope that helps you guys. Thank you very much for listening, and go out there and send everybody one email. Thanks.